pride in that one?
Just, we didn't give up. Stayed doing what we needed to do and got a couple of breaks to go our way.
Tough team to play Anaheim with that solid defense they have.
Correct. I'll elaborate on that for you. They do a great job defensively. You know, they have a lot of defensemen who are committed to playing defense. You look at Fowlers, or they're really offensive defensemen, and they have some forwards that do a great job. You know, committed to play defense, and they're opportunistic when you make a mistake.
How do you bottle that last 10 minutes, Blake, where you guys were just buzzing? And how do you keep that going?
Well,
generate that more consistently.
It's probably hard for you to understand how difficult this is to go through again at a time like this. The fact that we're winning hockey games this time of year with nothing to play for says a lot about the group that we have, the guys that we have. How do we bottle that up? Well, you know, we won three in a row, and I think six of our last eight with nothing to play for. It's a little frustrating you ask a question like that, to be honest with you. I'm proud of our group to play a team like that who's trying to win a Stanley Cup this year, down 3-1 with nothing to play for, come back and win 4-3. I'd expect a little bit more positive line of questioning next time. Maybe you weren't being too negative, but it's just, it's just a little bit, a little bit undertone there. Do you not agree?
No, I wasn't trying to be negative at all.
So you asked me how do we bottle that up more consistently, which insinuates that we don't do that consistently. No? Am I making that up?
No, you're not making that up. Okay. I think it might be miscommunication, though.
That's fine. I want the message from tonight to be positive. I think our group deserves that.
That's the way you guys need to play. That's what you guys can do. That's what I'm saying is you can prove that you can do that to those teams, right? So how do you guys as a group manufacture that night in, night out on a consistent basis where you can be where teams like the Ducks are?
Well, I think that was great. That was perfect. That was a perfect way to ask that question. I think it comes with maturity a little bit. I think it comes with, an understanding of guys' roles. And like I was kind of talking about before, you have guys on that team, who play a certain role and they play it damn well. I mean, you play against that Kessler line and that's a nightmare, not just for our top guys, but for top guys around the league. So how do you bottle that up? It just comes with growing up a little bit, kind of establishing who's doing what role on a team, not just having, four lines and six defensemen trying to score goals all the time. That's how you win hockey games.
And you guys did this. You came back 3-1 down the last 2 weeks also.
Well, yeah.
How hard that is. I mean, it's easy to just say, hey, the game doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
Well, it's hard, that's a really hard thing to do, and that's kind of what I was trying to say before. I kind of jumped at you there. I wasn't really, probably wasn't fair. I'm sorry about that. But it's just coming to the rink this time of year when you've done it kind of every single year is really difficult to do. So, it takes a lot of a lot of maturity for guys to still come and still fight and still try to do the right things and try to improve their game. And at the end of the day, the only thing that makes coming to the rink any better at this time of year is winning hockey games.
Yeah.